Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org.
/Bryant Park. That's Allison Stewart. I'm Luke Burbank. I think because it's my last day, you guys are playing Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah, which is a gift to me. Coming up, cartoons too racy for The New Yorker. Cartoonist Matthew Diffie and a special guest are here with this week's round of rejected New Yorker cartoons. We will get to that in just a moment. First, though, let's get caught up on the news with Korva Coleman.
This is NPR.
Hi again, everybody. 85 current and former pro baseball players are cited in the long-awaited Mitchell Report on illicit drug use in baseball. 31 of these players are all-stars. 7 of them got most valuable player titles. Former Senator George Mitchell led the investigative panel. He says everybody in the professional sport shares responsibility for the problem, but he doesn't want most people punished for past behavior.
The commissioner should give the players and everyone else the chance to make a fresh start, except where the conduct is so serious that he must act to protect the integrity of the game.
Some of the prominent names mentioned: home run champion Barry Bonds, former American League MVP Jose Canseco, who has admitted using steroids, and 7-time Cy Young Award pitching powerhouse Roger Clemens. Clemens has vehemently denied this charge. Los Angeles County authorities have arrested 5 men on suspicion of starting last month's Malibu fire. Nearly 5,000 acres of land were scorched, more than 50 homes were destroyed, and 6 firefighters got hurt. County officials estimated damage at about $100 million. Other devastating fires broke out in the region at that time, charring landscapes so badly that now people are afraid of torrential rain on the bare hillsides. They're now in danger of mudslides. The Los Angeles Times reports there are growing clashes between the U.S. Border Patrol and smugglers along the California-Mexico border. The paper says the Border Patrol has been firing pepper spray and tear gas into neighborhoods in Mexico to resist the smugglers. That's because they have been attacking the Border Patrol about 90 times in the past 2.5 months. Mexican authorities are protesting because the pepper spray and gas are falling in densely populated areas. The Border Patrol says the Mexican government has failed to stop the smugglers and that agents are getting serious head wounds. New Jersey's legislature has voted to overturn the state's death penalty. Governor John Corzine says he will sign the bill. Jen Poyant of member station WBGO says execution will now be replaced with life without parole.
The vote comes after a state commission studied the issue and recommended the repeal. The commission cited concerns over a wave of recent exonerations of inmates on death row across the nation as a major factor in the decision.
There are now 8 men on New Jersey's death row. They can either consent to life imprisonment or keep their appeals alive. They could face execution if they lose. And German airline Lufthansa is buying nearly 20% stake in U.S. carrier JetBlue. The American carrier has lost well over half its value after a major service interruption last February. Lufthansa will pay $300 million for the deal. You'll remember last February when an ice storm hit New York and most of JetBlue's fleet was grounded for 4 days and people were stuck on the tarmac for hours. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thanks, Korva.